Massachusetts Dem. Governor protects dangerous migrants, discards young Americans. By Warner Todd Houston on May 28, 2026. Democrat Governor of Massachusetts Maura Healey's welcoming agenda for illegal migrants is inviting dangerous criminals into the streets, pushing young Americans to leave the state, and sending the state's budgets further into the red. Governor Healey already spent more than $1 billion on illegal migrants, even as the rest of the country, including some blue states, were beginning to cut back on their lavish spending on illegals. According to a report by Fox News, Healey's emergency shelter program alone ballooned past the $1 billion mark for fiscal year 2025. The program was originally meant to help Massachusetts families with temporary housing assistance when they are in need. But instead of sheltering Bay State citizens, the program has been spending hundreds of millions to give free housing to illegal migrants. Healey is also still pushing a dangerous criminal agenda as well, by refusing to assist ICE to deport dangerous convicted felons who are illegal migrants, and simply releasing them en masse onto Massachusetts streets day in and day out. In one case, for instance, ICE took a felon into custody in Worcester without the assistance of state officials, who had been arrested for assault with a dangerous weapon, but was released by state authorities anyway. ICE arrested Dhaval Amritbhai Patel, an illegal alien from India, on May 18 after he used a baseball bat to attack a man during an argument. This illegal alien from India thought he could go around beating people with a baseball bat. Sanctuary politicians released him from jail after his arrest for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, said Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss. Sanctuary politicians must stop choosing to release criminals into our communities and work with DHS to get criminals out of country. By refusing to cooperate with ICE law enforcement, sanctuary politicians are putting the safety of their citizens at risk. Also in May, ICE reported the arrests of gang members, drug traffickers, and other violent criminal illegals in the sanctuary state, all without the assistance of state or local authorities. During one of its first actions in Massachusetts back in October, ICE arrested more than 1,400 criminal illegals in the Bay State. Despite the record, Healey continues to claim that ICE only arrests average, nonviolent migrants in her state. Hashtag new, while announcing new guidelines for illegal immigrants in hashtag Massachusetts to avoid at ICE.gov agents. At Mass, Governor Maura Healey went on a lengthy rant against the agency and the hashtag Trump administration after I read the latest Etero Boston arrests to her, which includes statutory. pic.twitter.com/42d05. Tim Dunn, at Consider Me Dunn, May 28, 2026. Meanwhile, under her regime, the state has become mired in multi-million-dollar fraud schemes that Healey has ignored. Just in the last year, several massive fraud schemes have been uncovered, including the loss of $12 million in public benefits, $7 million in SNAP fraud, $1 million in pandemic waste, $1 million in mass health and Social Security fraud, and a Massachusetts Department of Transportation overtime and payroll fraud scheme that will ring in at millions, the state GOP recently noted. It is beyond irresponsible that in seven instances of fraud, totaling over $25 million in taxpayer dollars, Governor Maura Healey has been largely silent, Massachusetts Republican Party Chairwoman Amy Carnival said in a May 26 press release. Further, despite massive Medicaid fraud found by federal authorities, Healey dismissed the reports and said that MassHealth has strong program integrity. Sadly, Healey's massive failures are making Massachusetts a state that people are leaving, not moving into. Most recently, Massachusetts lost a net 33,340 residents to other states between July 2024 and July 2025. And a distressing percentage of those moving away are young people. A CBS report from April moaned that a new survey reveals more than a quarter of young people in Greater Boston plan to pack up and move in the near future. Massachusetts is disproportionately losing young adults, 24 to 44, higher earners, and skilled workers, the exact talent that powers our innovation economy. Businesses are following the same pattern in relocating out of state, said Massachusetts Republican Party Chair Amy Carnival, in a May 27 press release. The Healey administration's refusal to confront these failures is accelerating talent and revenue loss, threatening Massachusetts' long-term competitiveness. Meanwhile, Boston Republican Mike Minogue held a press conference to announce that he had secured the 16,669 signatures he needs to run for governor against Healey. Minogue says his signature total is more signatures than any other candidate in the race to date. "It's time for a new kind of governor. We are built to win with over 16,000 signatures and are now one step closer to UCK," Mike Minogue said in his announcement. "People across Massachusetts are ready for change. The thousands of people who have joined our team want a new kind of governor to make Massachusetts the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Today was another reminder that people across Massachusetts are ready for change. We turned in over 16,500 signatures from all across Massachusetts. And we're one step closer to bringing accountability, affordability, opportunity and keeping our communities safe in Massachusetts." pic.twitter.com/2hj4zzwxnq. Mike Minogue, MA Gov candidate, at Mike Minogue BMD, May 27, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.